Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. That song is called Time is Tight. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rob Jollis is our guest. He's a 19, you count it, folks, 19 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's in his 20th year, and he's the president of Jollis & Associates and the author of so many books. I can't see over the stack why people don't believe you. I'm pretty sure that's the last one. Also, the Bible of selling, customer-centered selling, that's the first one. And this is still the Bible, folks. You should have that. Your salespeople should have it, and you should have it on your desk, not on your shelf. Rob, welcome back. Thanks for being here. We're talking about why most sales training fails. Well, Rob, I'm going to disagree with you for a little bit because you can't fail if you don't start. And most people don't even start.
Okay. Nice technicality, Jim. But we still have budgets out there.
That's called a distinction without a difference.
Well, you win that round. But we're talking about companies that are putting a lot of money, if we can convince them into sales training, and it's still failing them. So, it's an issue. So I liked right before we went to break, you said, Rob, when we come back, we're going to tell people what to do about it. So let's jump on that. And, I think the first thing, and we got at it right before the break, the first thing we have to remember is let's make sure we're defining what sales training even is. And that is, it is not product training. One thing I thought that was very courageous about Xerox when I worked there was that they had the courage to put a two-week sales training program together that never once talked about any Xerox product
exactly
that we
right.
had. We never got near a product. We sold answer machines and airplanes. Yep. And what the company was doing was they were saying, right now we are going to isolate the tactics of selling and show you how to do that. Because when we merge the product back in, that's the easy part.
Right.
Learning the product is easy. Learning how to get somebody to want it after they say I want it, that's
when
the hard
I went
part.
Through,
yep.
Rob, they called it conceptual selling. That meant mm-hmm. you could sell anything with this. You admit
yep.
the customer, you know, was wondering when you were going to actually talk about your copier, and because they were still interested in it because they taught you how to communicate to these people, how to sell an idea,
yes.
how to sell an idea. Not I don't want to sell you a copier. I want to sell you an idea. What are you going to think about having, this kind of capability before you have it? I want you to know what it's like to. What to think about having it. So what else can we do? How can we, first thing, defining sales training, it is not about the product, it's about communicating. What's next?
Okay, the next part, and this is why so many consultants are out there who used to work for Xerox, is not only did they teach us, okay, now we're going to isolate this process, but we are going to teach you, and this is a mantra, a repeatable, predictable process to follow. We'll let you style it, don't worry. But we're going to teach you a repeatable, predictable process, and that's why we could apply it to a copier or, sorry to age myself, but
mm-hmm.
a fax machine
mm-hmm.
or a printer or a light bulb in the ceiling isn't going to really matter. It has to be repeatable and predictable because when you have a process that's measurable like that, you have a way of fixing it. Now, you think anybody listening to this interview right now, think about that process that your sales team is following. Is it measurable? Because if it's measurable, you can coach to it. You can manage it. You can evaluate it. So we need a process out there. Look, I think customer-centered selling is a wonderful process. I think Wilson makes a great process, too. Huthwaite and Spin was an amazing process. There's wonderful processes out there. But they have to be repeatable and predictable.
There's one other term, Rob, I wanted to throw in here that you made me think about. Mechanical people use the term universal. And when they
yep.
apply it to a tool, what that means is it works across platforms. It works across metric or analog or you know or English or whatever the different types of tools you'll have, if it's universal, that means it'll apply to all of them. That's the other thing that the training you and I got, whether we walked into a factory or a consulting company or an accounting firm or a, you know, or whatever, our the things that we learned, the way we learned how to communicate with people, it was universal. We could apply it to anything.
Yep. Jim, I'll prove it to you. In my 26 years now as a consultant, I've taken a sales process and brought it to Disney. I brought it to NASA. I brought it to over 1,100 hostage negotiators.
Yep.
Wait a minute, this is sales training? I brought it to 850 polygraph examiners. I can keep going. Mm-hmm. Does that sound like sales training? Well, we're teaching the art of influence. We're teaching mm-hmm. the art of persuasion in an ethical manner, in a process. And to me, that's the proof right there. It's not only every product we had, it's really any product or concept that lives. It mm-hmm. deals with that, a process of persuasion. If we want to take an idea, Jim, put it in somebody else's head and make them feel like they thought of it, we need a process. And that's what Xerox taught us.
Yep.
And that's why, I don't know about today. I mean, I love Xerox, but that's why they were the greatest sales training company in the world.
But the thing is the elements that you're talking about, we just happen to have learned them from Xerox. Everything that you just said, every small business owner can teach their people that same stuff right now.
Exactly. If they lay off the product
yep.
and focus on a process. And one more thing, Jim. I don't mean a flavor of the month process.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean, well, we got them reading a book each week. I got them listening to a podcast each month. Isn't that a process? No. You can't keep changing the process.
Hold on to that thought,
yes.
Rob. We're going to come back. He gets fired up, folks. I love it when he joins us. He's going to teach us some more after the break. 22. Stay with us. Rob Jollis. Jollis.com. That's his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.